Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I saw another one today where they said, oh, well, this is what, you know, an average body type should look like. This is what Barbie should look like. And they do it every couple of months, it seems like, this thing
at least once a year.
It's so fucking irritating. You know what is the most irritating at all? Think about goddamn teddy bears.
Yep.
That's what you give a kid all the time. You give him a goddamn teddy bear. I mean, Barbies, they come later. So you get this unrealistic expectation that teddy bears are cute and cuddly and friendly. What if a fucking kid goes and runs into a bear? What if there's a bear in their neighborhood and they see it? They think bears are cute and cuddly and they'll just walk up and try to hang out with it. They'll try to give them a hug because that's what they grew to expect. I would say giving people affection for bears is way more harmful than telling girls, you know, what Barbie looks like is sexy.
Agreed.
Or correct.
Well, I see way more women than bears. I don't know about you.
No, I do too. I see way more women than bears. However, how many bears will you encounter in your life? Hopefully none. You want to know why? Because bears are fucking fearsome creatures.
Some of the ones out...
They'll eat your fucking face.
In this state, they're kind of little. I mean,
you bear will fuck you up. I don't care how little he is.
I'm armed.
I took my goddamn niece to the zoo. We go by the bears, and I'm holding her. And I said, look, it's a bear. That's a grizzly bear. You know what she said?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go see him? Fuck no, you can't go see him. That thing will fucking eat you. You're two.
It's a little kid. All they know is like the family-friendly cartoons.
That's right. I'm saying it's wrong. We need to outlaw teddy bears. Everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host Napier.
Yo.
And via Skype, the ever moody Mr. Travis Hulse.
Chewy, we're home.
That is going to be such a bad movie.
You fucking shut your blasphemous mouth.
Phone number to contact the show, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on Skype. We have one hell of a show for you this evening. We have some fun news segments. We have a movie spotlight. I'm going to talk a little bit about our pal Napier and our pal Drunkard STL on the Twitters. The countdown to the end of Drunk sits at 2 episodes, so enjoy him while you can, because he's on his way out.
Savor it.
The farewell ride is coming. So
one final ride.
Do you think he'll show up early on final day?
Oh, no. It wouldn't be Drunk. I guess we got to put stuff in his mouth next week, right? That's how we got to, you know, wrap the whole thing up.
I think so.
You think? That's what we got to do.
I think
we just put things in his mouth. But I think we got to do it again. What, Travis?
Well, so he can't talk, right? Like, just the whole show is just going to be shoving shit in his mouth.
Every time he opens his mouth, put something in it.
That's kind of hot.
Maybe we should just get... Throughout the week, guys, just let us know on social medias or WFODshow@gmail.com. Anything you would like for us to jam in Drunk's mouth, we will do for you. We're not going to kill Drunk, obviously.
Or gross him out sexually.
But I mean, if there's something you want us to put in Drunk's mouth, just let us
know. We're not going to kill him, but we'd maybe put the 9-volt battery in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no problem with that. But, yeah, next week, guys, the farewell episode to Drunk. If you have a message you would like to send to Drunk, either send us an audio clip or leave us a voicemail at 314-266-WFOD. I believe that still works. We have
I think that it's for the listeners, I think that's kind of your duty. I mean, if you've been enjoying the stylings of Drunk for this long,
say
think,
bye to Drunk.
Yeah, tell him how much she meant to you.
Right.
Give him well wishes.
I mean, we're wishing him off the right way, I hope. I hope we're... I mean, we've done like 2 months of a Drunk tribute. I hope that we're doing him justice, because I'm going to miss the guy. And you know what? If you really think about it, the show... I mean, like, although Drunk isn't like a major like creative contributor, the show is going to change significantly with Drunk gone.
It's going to be weird and awkward.
It's going to be very strange doing the show without that, you know, added voice a half hour in that isn't really explained.
Well, half the bits have to be retired, right?
Right.
Like an in memoriam to the bits.
A lot of our bits have heavy Drunk involvement, and so I mean, the show is going to change, and. I've been thinking, racking my brain exactly how we're going to do that. And the first thing that came to mind is like, what can we do that hasn't been done yet? And I mean, usually like when we do something that hasn't been done yet, then everybody else starts doing it soon after. But there is one thing that I thought of that I can definitely say we are the first ones to do. What if we replace Drunk with like a ferocious wild animal. And like we just try to do the show and try to, you know, bring the yucks and the conversations. Like, but instead of having like a new co-host, we get like a jaguar.
Velociraptor.
Well, velociraptors aren't real. Travis, what did
could
you
we get
say?
A gorilla that like opens your door halfway through the show every episode?
Yeah, like a gorilla that just sits at the table and like gets angry, like an untrained angry gorilla
in a butler suit.
I got this idea because me and Travis discovered a film this past week that we're really excited about. They're like re-releasing it. It's from 1981. It did not do well in the theaters.
And I don't know how I didn't know that this existed.
I don't either.
This is the most insane thing that I've ever heard of in my life.
But I've been so excited. By the way, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
What up?
Is here, everyone. Drunk. It's the prelude to the final ride, man.
It is.
Are you feeling good?
Feeling excellent.
Are you going to bring the drunkenness tonight?
I'm enjoying my holiday.
Enjoying your... Oh, it's 420.
It is.
That's a big deal to people like Drunk.
It is.
And Sir smokes a lot.
So, this movie came out in 1981. They started filming it in 1970.
And there's a lot of well-known people that are involved in this motion picture, too.
Noel Marshall was the star, he was the writer, he was the director, he produced it for the most part. He was the executive producer of The Exorcist. He was married and also managed Tippi Hedren, who is best known for playing the lead role in The Birds, the Alfred Hitchcock movie The Birds. Like when you see the blonde chick screaming because the birds are attacking her.
Yeah.
That was Tippi Hedren.
Oh, she did a great job against those Muppets.
So,
and not only that, they also had a daughter, correct?
Melanie Griffith was their daughter, and she was involved. They also had three sons who were involved. And so they started collecting lions, not like little lions, not like little figurines of lion. They started collecting full, untrained, fuck you up, eat everything lions.
That sounds like a bad thing to do.
They started adopting them and breeding them for over 6 years. They started collecting lions that like lived in their house.
And they didn't live in, like, Africa. They didn't live... Well,
no, they lived in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
And they had lions just in their house. There's pictures of them sitting at the dinner table eating dinner with a lion sitting next to them. And they didn't train the lions. They just thought, oh, these lions will learn to love us.
This lion is now my pet.
I don't think that's how that works.
So they had four kids and...
Had?
When this movie, I'm sure they still had... Well, one of them, Noel Marshall's dead, I think. Tippi Hedren's still alive. But yeah, they're still her kids, I guess. But this is 1970.
I thought you meant like one of the kids got eaten.
So once their lion collection got to be triple digits, they had over 100 lions and tigers and jaguars and cats. They had over 100 of them living in their Beverly Hills estate.
Where do they shit?
That's something I hadn't thought of. 100 lions... would make a lot of shit. I mean, not to mention there's 100 untrained, crazy lions running around.
I assume they had a really big sandbox that doubled as a litter box for the lions.
Do you think lions shit in a litter box? Like lions that live in your house?
You box train them.
You'd probably just have to have like a litter box room, I would imagine.
But
I mean, they don't shit in like a little box.
Are you really going to discipline them if they don't shit where you want them to?
Yeah, you're going to rub their nose in it.
Yeah, what are you going to say to
them? Lion's nose in it.
So their lion collection got to be triple digits. They had over 100 lions, and they were getting a bunch of shit from their neighbors, obviously, because their neighbors don't want to be eaten by fucking lions.
They're turned into lion shit.
Yuppies.
So they moved 40 miles north of Los Angeles and decided that they were going to make a movie. And so because everyone that had been living with the lions, you know, had gotten familiar with the lions, they then were the stars of this movie. And the plot of the movie basically was, you know, they come upon this house that has a bunch of lions in it, and they run in fear from the lions. And that's the plot of the movie. There was 70 injuries, because these aren't trained show business lions. These are fucking regular lions that just happen to live in some dude's house.
Yeah, they're just
dude lions.
Even if they're
the most domesticated lions that ever existed, they still have giant paws the size of your head that also have claws that can rip your face open.
Yeah, I mean, even if they're playing with you, they could potentially fuck your shit up. So 2 years in, everyone who helped finance the movie that they proposed bailed. They said, I don't want to be involved in this. Too many people are getting injured. All these crew members kept quitting, and they had to hire new crew members. And so then this Noel Marshall guy starts throwing all his Exorcist money at it. And 11 years later, they put out this movie, which didn't make any money. But I mean, like Melanie Griffith had to have like reconstructive surgery because she was mauled by a lion.
Have you seen her lately? Those lions really fucked her up.
Well, I mean, she was a teenager at this point. So, I mean, all the good Melanie Griffith years were after she was mauled by a lion. Like, all the years where you beat off to Melanie Griffith. I can't tell you how many times I jacked off to Milk Money back in the
fucking
day.
Fucking Milk Money! That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah,
done so many other movies where she was hot, but fucking Milk Money is the one.
But, yeah, that was post getting mauled by a lion.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Milk Money?
Oh, damn, you need to get on
See, now you're, like, so desensitized to... Like, you know, having seen as much pornographic films as you have, Milk Money probably won't do it for you anymore. But like when you're a teen boy and you haven't seen as many dicks go into assholes as we have, Milk Money worked in a pinch.
Well, I mean, I got HBO and they air some raunchy stuff.
Well, Milk Money didn't have any nudity. And in fact, it was a kid's movie, I think. But man, I'll tell you what.
It was all implied, baby.
Yeah.
She was the perfect one for a 13-year-old Travis.
But the scene where she was mauled by a lion is actually in the movie. Like you go and the scene that required her to get like 120 stitches in her face, like that's in the movie. And it's like a horror movie. It's supposed to be like the Swiss Family Robinson kind of. And I just want to know why we haven't seen this movie already.
Why have I never heard of it? It's like, and it's especially funny because it's like the first like pseudo reality mockumentary thing that exists. It's a real family really living with lions, and they film it as like a narrative motion picture.
But from these the descriptions,
are really their pets.
They had like lines in the movie and like a script, and like they're trying to like get out their lines of dialogue for the narrative of the movie, and like a lion will just run up and tackle them, and like they're still trying to do their lines to keep the movie going, but in the meantime, they got this wild animal jumping on them.
Do you think Noel Marshall the whole time was screaming at the crew members to stay in character as they're getting eaten by a lion?
But apparently there's an unscripted part of the movie where somebody drops honey on themselves and this panther shows up and just starts licking honey off the woman's face while she's trying to be in a movie. And it's got to be like, I just think that you should win all the awards if you do any sort of acting with lions chasing you. I just think that they should have just given them all lifetime achievement awards. Nobody died, but there was over 70 injuries, and all the crew was.
Wasn't the director of photography, didn't he get, like, his skull, his, like, scalp, like, tore off?
Yeah.
There's, like, a picture online with, like, he's just bald because half of his fucking head was ripped off by a fucking lion.
Yeah, they put over 200 stitches in the back of his head, and then he went on to be the director of photography and the director, writer, and producer of Speed 2 Cruise Control. So, I mean, you know, follow your dreams. If you get mauled by a lion, you get back up and you make Speed 2 Cruise Control.
I guess you gotta start somewhere.
But you know? I just want you to imagine for a second, like, if this movie was coming out today, and like all the E! News and extras came up to. I mean, like, and Tippi Hedren, Melanie Griffith, the equivalents of them today, I guess, would be like. Who would be the equivalent of like a...
The Kardashians.
No, the Kardashians
That's what I thought of immediately. I mean, even if it was like... Because these are like actual actresses.
Even if this was like the 10th cast person on Glee.
You know, it'd be like Angelina Jolie and one of her adopted kids.
Right. And they took them out 40 miles out of Los Angeles to film a movie with 100 lions. Imagine the Twitter outrage of the child endangerment involved in putting kids in that environment and this insane thing. I mean, just imagine what would be going on today if...
WFOD moms would be all over this.
Oh, that would be a huge thing for WFOD moms.
I'm betting first day this would be shut down by lawyers.
Right. I can't believe that it wasn't even then. I mean, how do you... Melanie Griffith, I think, was like... She was certainly underage. I think she was probably 12 or 13 at the time. They fucking put her in a situation where she's getting 100 stitches in her head by fucking getting bit by a lion. I mean, they would take that kid away from them, and they would say no.
I can almost 100% guarantee you that nobody had any idea what the fuck was going on here. The only time that would actually come up was when you had to take your child to the hospital for a fucking ripped open face, and they asked you what happened. And they'd be like, oh... one of our 100 pet lions mauled her face.
They say, what? 100? 100 pet lions? That's a lot of lions.
You know,
one pet lion, two pet lions.
Well, you see, 5 lions is irresponsible. 100 lions is a business.
No, that's crazy is what it is. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Think about it, though. I could almost imagine, like, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and their adopted kids moving off the grid and living with 100 pet lions. Like, this movie screams remake.
But it's intriguing. It's an interesting concept that I think if we brought to podcasting could be big. What if we... It's kind of like that scene in that Will Ferrell movie that he's a race car driver, you know, they put him in the car with the cougar and told him he has to drive well. And it's like doing that only with acting. But what if we did it with podcasting?
Where are we going to get a cougar?
We're going to get us a cougar. We're going to set him in Drunk's chair. And we're going to try to do a show. And people are going to be on the edge of their seats listening to it. Because they're going to be thinking the whole time, is Napier about to get eaten by a cougar? And the answer is yes. Napier is about to get eaten by a cougar.
No, I'd fuck that thing up.
He will be eaten by a cougar. Spoiler.
And Travis will just be sitting there in fucking Wisconsin listening to it on Skype, laughing his ass off. That's why we need to get Travis a cougar, too. We both get cougars.
I'll get a fucking cougar. I don't care.
Two cougars.
Are we going on cougar life?
Yeah, and then we're going to... we'll breed them together once a year. We'll bring them together. We'll have our hangout once a year. We'll do the show together.
With the two cougars.
We'll breed our cougars. We'll go our separate ways, and that's how we'll create our 100 cougars.
And then we will eventually make our documentary film about the cougars.
Can two cougars Absolutely. Make 100 cougars?
Slowly. But then as they start having babies and then their babies start having babies, then you have a whole slew of cougars making more cougars. It goes faster once you start getting cougars.
I'm pretty sure if you just have the same cougar family just constantly making new cougars, pretty quickly they're going to be fucked up cougars.
Well, it'll be like that scene
yeah, you know, it
Idiocracy.
Doesn't seem like the rules of inbreeding apply to cougars and elephants. Because I think, like, all the elephants at the zoo, they keep having sex with the same elephants and making more elephants.
No, they bring
They bring them from all over the country to breed.
Yeah, it's not just, like, two elephants.
Does that not apply? Is that not a thing?
No, that it does. Well, it applies in that they're going to have fucked up kids and they're...
Do they make fucked up elephants if two, like...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's real?
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Do they do that, though?
People
are they, like,
special.
Dumb and are...
Yeah.
See, I just thought that, like, you know, tigers and all the animals in the animal kingdom just started fucking each other and it was fine.
Nope.
Well, I mean, they can, but not related.
Like, animals that are on the endangered species list?
Anchor suggests we get John Cougar Mellencamp. Does he doesn't go by John Cougar Mellencamp anymore. I think he just goes by John Mellencamp.
I feel like he went with John Cougar for a little bit, right? Just regular John Cougar.
Yeah, he was John Cougar for a long time, and then he was John
Cougar
Mellencamp.
He's probably busy. He probably has to make a Geico commercial.
At some
point,
he's just going to be Mellencamp, I imagine.
The Mellencamp.
Speaking of WFOD moms, I saw another Twitter outrage this week. Everybody is mad because... Daredevil misrepresents blind people.
How do you miss?
Oh, you mean because not all blind people have crazy superpowers?
Right.
That
blind people don't
crime?
Want blind people. I would think that Daredevil would be a hero to blind people.
Well, where did they see that?
They didn't.
Oh,
you see what he did there?
Oh, yeah. You see what he did there? Where? Yeah.
Man, fuck you guys.
Have you been watching the Daredevil?
No.
Drunk? No.
No.
Travis, have you gotten through it all yet?
Yeah, I finished it on Thursday.
I think we're through 10. We have a couple left, and there in the third episode there was a fella in it that it was pretty good. And spoiler alert, he gets a spike drove through his head. And
so
he
now.
Dies.
I thought you meant that was his new superpower.
No. This one of the bad guys, they put a spike through his head, and he dies. And I immediately started thinking about this, like, what would go into... I guess they would have to make, like, a mold of the guy's head and then put a spike through it. So, like, he had to go and get his head fitted so that they could make a fake head to then stab his head... to make it look like his head.
Or computers.
And then, like, you go back and you watch it, and you watch you get a spike through your head.
Well, you're leaving out the most important part of that scene. He puts the spike through his own head.
Right. He kills himself. So, do you think that it would be weird? Like, do you think that it weirds, like, Steve Buscemi out when he, like, sees himself die?
I don't think anything would weird out Steve Buscemi because he sees Steve Buscemi in the mirror.
I was going to say, it's probably more weird to see Steve Buscemi, like, having sex on camera with hot chicks. That's probably way different.
I just think it would be really weird to see yourself die. And, like, somebody makes, like, a mold of your head to stab a spike through it to make it look like a spike went through your head.
Do you hear that, Hollywood? We're wanting you to film us all dying. Not for real.
Can I keep the head afterwards?
Do you get to keep the head? I think it's only fair. I don't want somebody else having a mold of my head laying around. I don't want them to, like, sell my head for charity. Like, if somebody's in a movie and their head gets, like, shot out and they had to make a mold of your head to do it, like, where does the head go?
Probably in the garbage or, like,
you think
they sell
throw
it.
Away the head?
Maybe they sell them. I mean, some of those places, like, sell their props after they're done with them.
Drunk, you'd want to keep the head, wouldn't you?
Yeah. No.
You're indifferent to the whole thing?
Yeah.
Like most things?
Mm-hmm. Good talk.
Can you make yourself give yourself a blowjob?
Like with your head?
Yeah. Put a little fleshlight in there.
Would you use your own head as a fleshlight?
Like add a sleeve in it so you could fuck your own head?
Oh, like put it through the neck hole so you're like looking at yourself while you're doing it? Like, yeah.
That'd be fucking creepy.
Well, I don't know if I could boner for that.
Guys, I mean, I guess... I don't know what to tell you, but what I can tell you is that I think before we go to break, we should do a little something.
Oh, Dance we should party? Tell people what Drunk. The name of the movie was that we were discussing.
Oh, it's called Roar. It's going to be in a bunch of theaters soon, I think. Drunk, do you hear that funky beat?
I do hear.
Do you know what that means, Drunk? Do you know what time it is, Drunk?
It's pants off, dance off.
Time for S. Dr. Napier.
Hey! Drunk, you didn't put much oomph into it.
You had me confused by the song for a second. I've never heard before.
This is the remix edition.
You want to try it again?
You want to do the whole thing over again?
Sure. We'll just cut it out.
Right? Oh, okay.
We
okay.
do that, right?
No. We don't.
Oh.
What were we speaking of?
Oh. Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm feeling something. What am I feeling, Mike?
I'm feeling a beat coming on.
What's that beat mean?
Oh, that beat can mean only one thing, I think.
It's time for... S. Dr. Napier.
Excited.
Yeah.
I can tell you're feeling it.
I'm so pumped.
We have a whole bunch of questions for you, Dr. Napier. Are you ready for them?
Can we turn down the music?
I think so.
Okay.
We turn up the music, I think you misspoke.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant. Because obviously he wouldn't want to turn down this funky-ass beat.
Hey, don't stop the beat.
It's too funky for these chairs.
First question from Indio Techno. What is your stance on marijuana? It is 420, after all.
I don't care.
I enjoy it.
I can honestly...
I don't know if he's saying what is your stance on medical marijuana or legalizing marijuana. Just marijuana.
Marijuana in general.
Like, how do you stand on marijuana?
Don't.
Is it a pirouette? Do you do, like, a pirouette on
it? Yeah. No, it's squishy. It's leaves. But no, I really don't care about marijuana. I don't understand the appeal. If people want to do it, good for them, but I don't give a shit.
From Matt Leroy of Beardy and the Beast fame on Directly After Us, what kind of cancer is the best kind to get?
The kind that gives you superpowers, like Spider-Man.
No, Deadpool, I guess.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Spider-Man didn't get cancer. He got bit by a spider.
Yeah, but it was radioactive. I mean, other than cancer, what could that possibly give you?
I don't know.
I feel like that's plausible.
Plausible.
Yeah, Travis, do you have a thought on the best kind of cancer to get?
I would say she'd have to have 36 Ds and be really into astrology.
Oh, like a... You know, I'm a Cancer, guys.
Yes, you are.
I am. From Anchor Babcock from Unfit for FM, what's up with the three seashells in Demolition Man? I don't get it unless they're buttons to work some sort of cleaning system.
They're just buttons.
So you move them around and it squirts water up your ass?
Yeah,
you
think
that's what it is?
And then one dries. One's for flushing, one's for washing, one's for drying.
What were the three?
Flushing, washing, drying.
Flushing the poop, and then one washes, and then one dries, and then is there another flush?
No, there's
I think
three.
Flushing would go third. Wash and dry, and
no,
then
you're going to get shit water in your anus. I mean, I guess shit already...
Okay, so you flush the shit.
Yeah, you flush the shit.
Then you shoot water on your ass. But the water on your ass is then in the tarlet... With the ass stuff that you cleaned off your ass.
Well, then you just hit
I'm
the
not
flush
wrong
again,
here, am I?
You hit the flush again, and it flushes it.
Okay, so then you go back to flush. So you flush twice.
Yeah, you flush once to get the poo out. You wash to get the poo off your butt, and then you dry your butt to get it nice and baby soft. Then you flush your leave-ins.
No thoughts.
Is that kind of like the shit puke shit puke
shit
puke?
From Brian Kranz, I don't want to vaccinate my kids because vaccines are dangerous and cause autism. Is it bad I'd rather have a dead kid than an autistic one, or should the government force me to stop procreating?
The government should force you to get your kids vaccinated.
I actually agree with Napier on that one.
Yeah, I mean, that should just be a thing that happens.
Look, if you want to live in a cabin, like, out in the mountains where you don't talk to nobody, that's cool and all that, but, I mean, not vaccinating your kids or yourself, you're pretty much just begging to be a human petri dish and get all your everybody else fucked up on diseases.
Right. We should give them a state.
You know what? Every time some asshole says, "Oh, I don't want to vaccinate my kids," I'm going to show them a picture of Sidney Crosby's face when it's all fucked up from mumps. Like, here you go, dude.
We should just give the anti-vaccine people New Hampshire.
No, it's got to be it can't be a landlord. It can't be adjoining other land. It's got to be like that island from No Escape, that Ray Liotta movie, where they just parachute them in.
Yeah, give them Guam. We're not doing anything with Guam.
No, fuck Guam.
Well, we don't own Guam.
Yeah, we kind of do.
No, we don't own Guam.
Send all just the anti-vaccination people to Guam.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people playing Mafia Wars on Guam.
And everybody else, if you stay here, you got to get vaccinated. If you visit, you got to get vaccinated. If you leave, you got to get vaccinated. We're just going to vaccinate everybody.
It's like Africa.
Yeah.
I want to know where these anti-vax people are sending their children to school, because every school that I've ever dealt with, there are like staple years where you are required to provide paperwork saying that your child has been vaccinated against the following.
Oh, no, you can get a religious exemption. You can just say, no, my religion says not to do it.
Then they got
to
stay at the church all the time. They live there now. Fence it in.
The church is now where they live.
Put it in a dome.
Put a little fence around it. Throw a blanket over it.
And I mean, the thing about, you know, would you rather have a dead kid than an autistic one? Having an autistic kid would probably be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, probably.
It'd be very inconvenient. So, yeah. I mean...
Well, fucking Rain Man's dad didn't want anything to do with him.
Right.
He pawned him off on Tom Cruise.
And Kmart sucks.
Yeah, big time.
From Jim Chadman of... Not safe for water coolers. By the way, Jim Chadman was really bummed out that he got kicked out of the Hollywood Fantasy League. Jim, you'll be back, buddy.
Don't worry.
Your triumphant return is coming more sooner than you may think. From Jim, what are some everyday household uses for my extra ejaculate?
Oh, man, there's like hundreds of them. You can use it as like a face creamer. I know my knuckles are baby soft. You can use it as like a shampoo, accelerant. You put that in your shampoo, and it just makes everything all better and get your hair soft. If you're running low on ranch dressing,
you just add that ranch mix to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just put the
That'll packet. Make anything taste like ranch.
Yeah, you put the packet in there, and then you shake it up.
I kind of like where his head's at, because, you know, we have all this waste. We need to find more. I mean, Earth Day is coming up, guys. We have to find some ways to...
Wednesday.
Is it that soon?
Wednesday.
Guys, celebrate Earth Day by finding everyday household uses for your semen. The polar bear's dicks are falling off.
Find a beautiful, flat, drunk Earth Day picture.
Wipe your ass with it.
I'm going to bury my old jizz socks and grow me some children.
I wonder if we get. I wonder how much it would cost to get toilet paper printed.
Not that much. I mean,
it's is there places that you can order a roll of toilet paper and just get a repeated image printed on it?
You can get customized toilet paper. Absolutely.
Yeah,
we need to make flat drunk toilet paper. Put that in the patents. Mike's patents. So, guys, I mean, that was drunk.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
Drop the beat.
I guess we're going to go ahead and go to break, guys. We'll be back. We have so much more to get to.
Oh, what's up for break?
A thing.
What kind of thing?
You know, one of our things.
One of our many things.
We'll be back in 5 minutes. Thanks, guys.
They're beyond all recognition.
Little Bonnie Foo Foo hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Hi there. I'm Willibald, the redneck chef of the Ozarks. And today we're fixing up some Sloppy Joe egg rolls. Won't you come down and join me? This recipe is something I picked up from a Taiwanese lady when I had a penis. Boy, they sure do groom some weird-looking ladies in those parts. What with the penis and testicles and whatnot. But if God sent them ladies with penises, who am I to judge? Buttholes feel the same in all languages. Now what you need to do first is brown up your ground cow, like what it tell you to do on the can. Don't be scared of making things from a can, like those new New York types tell you. Here's some of them New York types like to have the sexy time with fellers. They should just sex with ladies that have bait and tackle like a feller, if you ask me. Next part is where you add the red gravy from the can to your brown meat to make them real sloppy-like. You boys know I like my meat red and sloppy down here in the shack. Now that you got your filling, you can add it to your egg roll wrappers. Just make sure not to fill them too much, or that lovely gravy will come pouring out of them like seed from a lady what you got tied up to your tractor. We're gonna fancy these up with some egg wash on the rim. I got this here carton of premium Egg Beaters brand carton eggs. If anybody knows quality egg material, it's your local gas station attendant. Now fry up your egg rolls in 350 degree oil of your liking, and in a few minutes, it'll be like using an Oriental. I mean, the Orient. Oh, hell, I'm an Oriental. But can you blame me? They got ladies with men parts out that way. hope you enjoyed you some cooking with me tonight, boy. Next time, we're cooking up a batch of smoking rocks from a kid's wedding to each other.
Through the forest, scoping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
I was more disappointed when I found out wrestling wasn't real than when I found out Santa wasn't real. And then when I found out Jesus wasn't real, shit, dude.
Here at Sonic Blasphemy, we are an equal opportunity offender.
Corn muffins!
Motherfuckers.
You're full of shit.
I'm just an asshole, I guess.
I almost shit my fucking diggers.
We're totally naked right now.
There's lots of back hair in this room.
What the fuck?
We want our Dutch rudder. And this is why I'm a terrible person.
For more audiosyncratic insanity, check us out on the interwebs at www.sb3pod.com, radiofubar.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Phone number to call 309-740-1430 or Radio Fubar on Skype. Guys, there's a thing that's going around on the interwebs. A lot of you have probably seen it. Have you seen when I was unemployed for a while recently? I watched a lot of Divorce Court.
Show is horrible.
It is. It's bad. It's like Judge Judy. It's all those shows.
It's worse than Judge Judy.
Well, it's awful, but it's like one of those shows that you can't help but just watch. When it comes on, you see it's on, you get involved in their stupid little squabbles.
Yeah, don't watch the first 5 minutes because you won't turn it off.
Yeah, yeah. You get involved in their stupid little squabbles and you want to know more. Apparently, one of these clips has gone viral, though. Because there was a couple on Divorce Court a few weeks ago. Should I just play you the clip?
Yep.
Sure.
Let's play the clip. We get a feel for what we're talking about here.
The gal and her husband have a major disagreement, irreconcilable differences, if you will. And I'll just play you the clip here.
I'd say a disagreement might be putting it mildly.
He accused me. This
Objection.
Sounds, Mr. Sellers,
okay.
No. This sounds ridiculous, but he accused me of sleeping with the entire Wu-Tang Clan.
She did.
Do you even know the Wu-Tang Clan?
She went backstage.
I did. Oh, so you did know them?
Well, yes. I had... an amazing night one night and a really good opportunity.
It was amazing, all right.
Hey, Mr. Sellers.
It was amazing.
Well, how amazing was it?
It was...
She gave Wu some things.
I did not know.
Mr. Sellers, you're going to
nothing inappropriate happened. And let me just, you know, put on the record that the Wu-Tang is nothing but gentlemen. They treated me highly respectful. I had no... I would never cheat on him. But also...
Right.
I don't know if this is appropriate to say, but I would never be like a bust down or a groupie in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. It just so
bust
happened.
Bust down, that's a new one. I don't know bust down. Yeah. I don't know what a groupie
okay.
is.
Bust so down. I kept my lady points together, okay? Uh-huh. But basically what happened is I met Wu-Tang, I got on their tour bus, I went back to the hotel, and I was just hanging out all night. And it was amazing. And I mean, we were not doing anything but... Talking, were you dating Mr. Sellers?
Your eyes are getting wide.
She fucked him. It sounds like she fucked him.
And now I lost track of time, and I didn't really look at the time. And all of a sudden, I look at my clock.
Right.
7 a.m, and I was.
She's out till 7 a.m.
Not fucking Wu-Tang.
Talking politics. I thought I heard her
with the Wu-Tang Clan.
As soon as I was at home, I get approached by Nate, and he. Starts accusing me of sleeping with them all, and
but you stayed out all night, got on a tour bus with a band or a group. I mean that's bust down behavior, is it not?
It might be, but it's also
so the whole band maybe not.
So no, assuming that she is guilty of infidelity, do you think this is more likely a case of a Wu-Tang gangbang? Or is it more than likely that none of them were the wiser that she was sleeping with the entire band?
Right.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, like, if you consider the facts, I mean, the Wu-Tang Clan, there's a lot of members of the Wu-Tang Clan. You have to wonder, she may not have slept with the entire band, but I mean, you know, maybe she slept with RZA, or the Old Dirty Bastard, or Raekwon the Chef. Or
ODB would have had to have been a while ago.
Or Method Man, or Ghostface Killa, Inspecta Deck, U-God, Masta Killa, or Capadonna. I mean, she could have slept with any of them, and it would still be infidelity. She wouldn't necessarily have to sleep with all of them. Plus, you have
I think that she did sleep with all of them.
Even if she only slept with 80% of them, like 37 dudes.
Well, guys, and you have to consider, if this is a Wu-Tang Clan tour, there's more than likely some of their other factions. I mean, there's the Wu Syndicate with Joe Mafia and Maya Lansky and Napoleon, or the Royal Fam with Timbo King and Dark Denim and Y Kim the Ill Figure. Perhaps Stoneface or Dreddy Krueger or Cubase. You know what I'm saying? She could have slept with any of those guys.
All of them still.
Or one of the other factions, like the Sons of Man with Hellraiser or Killer Priest or Shabazz the Disciple or 62nd Assassin or McCabe Mooncycle. Have you considered that she might have slept with McCabe Mooncycle, Napier?
Why didn't he just smell her vagina? If it smells like, you know, double-pressed platinum albums.
I mean, you're out to 7 in the morning with the Wu-Tang Clan. There's a very good chance that you might get passed around the American Cream Team of, you know, one of the Wu syndicates with Chad Banks or Lord Suburb or Rhyme Recca or Tri Flynn or Twiz or Blue Raspberry.
If she's sleeping there's with really a guy blue named raspberry. Lord Suburb, that's immediately cause for divorce.
Oh, Lord Suburb. You also have to consider the Ancient Coins crew with Got Flow or High Price or JR Spoons or Spanky Slash or Destroya or Holy Smoke or Hook Ninja. Napier, there's a very good chance that Hook Ninja is you know, quite the ladies' man.
Have you noticed that the more band members you name, the worse their names get? like it's diffused, you know? Like, all the good names were taken in the original Wu-Tang Clan, and they're progressively
there can only be one Raekwon the Chef, Travis. I mean, once that name's taken. But Brian Kranz has a good line in the chat. Wu-Tang Clan apparently is something you don't fuck with, but she fucked them all. Well, but guys, the Black Knights might have gotten a piece. The Black Knights, another Wu Syndicate member, with Crisis or Doc Doom or Rugged Monk or War Cloud.
Those are all fake names.
No, they're not, Napier. I looked them up. I did research. The Brooklyn Zoo crew, Napier. There's a good chance that she slept with one of those guys. I mean, Murdoch or Raisin the Zookeeper. Don't you really want to hear a Raisin the Zookeeper song?
Absolutely.
Or 12
I just
want O'Clock.
To sit down and have coffee with that guy.
Or Buddha you know? Monk or Shorty Shitstain.
Shorty Shitstain.
I want to hear Shorty Shitstain in a battle rap.
I want to see him file his application for McDonald's.
Guys, obviously.
So they call you Shorty Shitstain.
Do you think that he had his name legally changed to that? Like he had to go to a judge and explain why he needs to be Shorty Shitstain? It's for his employment reason. Do you think he has to put Shorty Shitstain like on his tax return? Like, you know, like he fills out like the 90-10, like, you know, the income he gets from miscellaneous things, and you know, it's his job is, you know, a member of the Wu-Tang Clan syndicate, and he goes by the rap name Shorty Shitstain. He has to describe that on his tax return, I imagine.
I would love to see his autograph.
I would pay anything to have like a inside the actor's studio, but about music. So James Lipton sits down with this guy, and he's like,
behind the music.
Let me get this. I would like you to channel Shorty Shitstain.
Let us talk about your work, Hook Ninja.
You collaborated with Lord Suburb.
There's so many possibilities. I look at that woman, and I'm sure that people make fun of this guy, and they think that he's being kind of paranoid that his gal was out till 7 in the morning, and he thinks that she slept with the entire Wu-Tang Clan. But I'd say you sleep with one or two members of the Wu-Tang Clan. It's just as bad as sleeping with all of them.
I don't want my lady in the same room as one of the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, she's immediately tainted. But even if she never touched a penis, just being out with a Wu-Tang until 7 o'clock in the morning is terms for that divorce.
Wouldn't you be even madder to find out that your gal spent, like, a full night in a hotel room with the Wu-Tang Clan, like, talking politics with the whole band? Be like, what kind of partier are you? You're going to a hotel room and talking politics with Raekwon the chef?
Especially if you're like a staunch conservative, because you know all those guys are liberal bastards.
They probably do lean a bit to the left, Travis. You're probably right. I would imagine that Tri Flynn, he probably isn't a registered Republican.
What do you think
about 60-second assassin? Do you think 60-second assassin?
60-second assassin.
He might be a Republican.
He might be.
He wants his right to carry.
Right.
They're all on Obamacare, because if you remember ODB, even though he was making plenty of money in the Wu-Tang Clan, was still on food stamps.
Was he?
Yeah.
Even on the Wu-Tang Clan money?
Yeah, I think he had his food stamp card on one of his solo albums.
I guess even if you made like a lot of money on tour and a lot of money on albums, you're still splitting all that money between like 17 people.
And then you have to filter it down into your 10 kids.
I mean, you remember that band, the Polyphonic Spree?
No.
It was like 50 people like did like a choir thing. And I can't imagine them having any money, because even if they made money, they're splitting it between so many people.
You're not splitting it. The main guy's getting it. That's just like George Clinton in the Parliament Funkadelic. He was collecting all those paychecks.
And then he was just giving everybody else a little bit?
But yeah, he was dishing out that little checks to those guys, guaranteed.
Even I imagine some of them had to help him write some of those songs, though, right?
Well, of course, Bootsy Collins probably wrote most of them.
And they get like a writing credit or something?
Yeah, probably. But he's still collecting that fat paycheck.
Yeah, his name comes first. Then the Funkadelic.
Guys, if we started making money, would it be an even split?
Nope.
It wouldn't?
Would you split it evenly with us?
that's the real question, Mike.
It seems fair, right? I'd feel bad taking all the money.
I don't feel like you would feel that way.
If it makes you feel any better, we really haven't put any money into it.
That's true.
I put in dinners.
Yeah, you put in dinners.
Yeah.
Travis sent some boxes.
Good ones?
See, we've all invested in the WFOD brand, guys.
Where our blood, sweat, and tears are in this.
Yeah, the biggest thing I've invested is a piece of myself. You know what I mean? What's that worth?
Your time is worth something, I would imagine.
It's my time is worth nothing. But my soul is worth something.
Really? How much?
$4.50 per pound.
Sold.
Well, and you also have to consider, Travis, all the time that we've invested in sitting around waiting for Napier to show up, too. Like, time that we didn't even get to do anything because we were just sitting around waiting for Napier to get here.
You know what your first mistake was?
Solid half hour.
Yeah, yesterday, me and Travis are sitting here with our dicks in our hands waiting for Napier to show up, because everything we really had was for Napier to record. So me and Travis are just, catching up, talking about our days, waiting for Napier to show up. I'm calling Napier. It's going straight to voicemail, and calling his house, and then he was supposed to be here at 11 o'clock yesterday. We were just going to record some breaks and stuff, some silly stuff here and there. And, I message his wife, which is the only way you can get a hold of Napier, really.
Absolutely.
Is to get his wife to do it. And
he calls me. She did.
He calls me an hour after he was supposed to be here, at noon, keep in mind, noon, and says, oh, I was still asleep at noon.
You sound like that's a bad thing.
Being asleep at noon? When you're supposed to be somewhere at 11 o'clock? Well, yeah, it was kind of bad.
Well, I set my alarm on my phone, and my phone died.
Do you wonder, though, if it's bullshit, if he's lying? He's probably lying, right?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, like, you know.
Not about the whole sleeping thing, because he's probably sleeping.
I just think that he doesn't want to tell me what he was really doing.
Yeah.
I suspect that Napier's probably full of shit most of the time.
Well, you think he was joking or something?
Were you joking?
Were you gelling?
Are you doing some jacking?
No, just plowing the field.
Just plowing?
Yeah.
So you were doing some fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, you were making fuck.
I was making a little fuck.
He was making some fuck.
Do you like to make the fuck?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, let me ask. This is important.
At 11 o'clock on a Sunday, that seems kind of early.
Were you making fuck knowing that you were late to something, or did you honestly forget?
I honestly forgot until you called me the first time, then my little caller ID showed up, like, oh, I should be there.
And then you just kept making fuck?
And then I
guess I don't expect him to stop making fuck mid-fuck. To like come record
it's
silly.
Napier. It should be like the Paris Hilton thing where she's sucking a dick and she gets a phone call and she stops sucking the dick and takes that phone
he
call.
He talks to me on the phone. No. Napier.
I would love for that to happen.
If I call
next
you
next time you're playing on the field, just
if
call
I call
Mike,
you and you're making
just
fuck
mid.
Yeah.
Don't answer the phone.
So you wonder why every time you call me, I ain't answering the phone.
Are you maintaining like a healthy fuck life? I mean, you're doing a lot of fucking still.
Well, I don't know what's a lot.
I mean, it seems like you know like you should have settled down a little bit.
Settled down? Why?
Why don't you?
I'm not 60.
I mean, are you like? It seems like he says that he's doing lots of fucking like a lot.
What's
maybe
a lot?
That's what they do.
Napier, what would you define as a lot? I mean, you're what?
Once a day.
A 32-year-old man?
Yeah. About to be 32.
You fuck once a day?
No.
You fuck...
I said that's a lot.
Five times a week?
Three-ish.
Is it like a long time?
Yeah.
It just like goes on?
I'd say for at least 45 minutes or so, maybe
what
an hour.
The fuck?
I mean, is that just like straight fucking time, or is that the whole lead up to it? And
well, that's a lot of it. Like,
I mean, do you guys like just get to it?
Most of the time, no.
there's some build up.
Yeah.
There's some fooling around first.
Yeah. There's a little, you know, kissing and hugging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then plowing.
Like mouth stuff?
Yeah.
Is there any pinky finger stuff?
No, we don't do that.
No pinky fingers going on?
No.
Like, boop!
No, that's... I think that'd be awkward.
And then, like, you look her in the face, and, huh?
Is there a lot of eye contact?
I think she'd kick me in my painter.
And I mean, like... When you're making the sweet lovin's,
yeah,
are you on top?
No, we switch. Sometimes yeah, sometimes no.
I mean, do you say primarily you're?
I would say it's about 45-55, one or the other.
And I mean, like you're not like full on top because I would imagine that would be very painful.
No, I'm full on.
I mean, like I would imagine you just kind of you're in you guys make like a. Like L.
No. I'm like... I'm on top. I'm not like... She's not like scooted over and I'm like gently caressing her unders.
Of all the things to make drunk laugh.
See, we got him to laugh before he left.
Of all the things to make drunk laugh.
Oh, man.
Oh... You know, I had a similar idea, Travis. Like, you know, the thing I tried to make drunk laugh with a week or two ago. I had a similar idea.
Was it really, 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 really good?
No, I've been watching. I was gonna record this. I really was. I was watching. You know, you remember the original Batman TV show, the Adam West one?
Of course I do.
I've been watching those lately because
they're great.
They were on TV for a while, and I was excited about them being on TV again. And so, like, I started downloading the seasons of them so that I could watch them when I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching one today, and that theme song came on. It was like, Batman, Batman, and I thought about that song. And I mean, all it is they just say Batman like 37 times. I mean, there's no lyrics beyond just saying Batman over and over.
No, it's timing. You got to time the Batmans properly.
Batman.
See, like, we're so far apart, yet we know exactly the timing for the Batmans.
Right. So I was thinking about. Like if other TV shows took like similar, you know, writing styles to do the lyrics. Like, I was like, mash.
What about
mash.
Game of Thrones, like that.
Yeah.
What about 90s X-Men?
X-Men.
That's pretty much X-Men.
Like that.
That's pretty much how it went.
And that was what I was going to do, and I was hoping that would.
So how about Friends?
Friends.
Yeah. That was my idea.
I like it.
It might have. Well, it's too late now. I ruined it.
Well, now it's too late.
Well, you didn't throw in enough reallys.
You really, 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 really better call Saul.
There's a new show on in Japan that I saw a thing for. It's a karaoke contest, but while they're singing the song. There's a gal standing next to the fella jacking him off like behind a curtain. I mean, they're not showing dicks and stuff. There's a curtain there, but she's just kind of cuddled up next to him and jacking on his pecker while he's singing a song. And, you know, he makes funny faces and stuff. It's probably playing. I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to do, right?
No.
I mean, like, I think they're playing to the camera a little bit, but
My fire, my one.
But I think that the game is to not ejaculate before the song is over.
Just have to pee before you go. I find that, you know, if it's about to be sexy time, I can't really, you know, get my gumption going if I gotta pee. What about you?
If you hold your pee?
Yeah.
So, like, if you have a full bladder of pee, then you can't get going?
No.
You know what?
What about you?
I instantly solved this problem. There's no more show on NBC called Off the Rockers, so Betty White is available to be the host of that show and to jerk off all of the contestants.
Do you think that Betty White could probably jack you off to completion?
She probably could.
She's probably got jerk off skills. Absolutely. I feel like I could achieve climax with Betty White.
Who do you think?
You better hands be are so wrinkly. It's like being jacked off by a bony nutsack.
But I mean, I guess they could probably never bring that show to America. But I mean, like, you know, if you finish a song without ejaculating, then you win. But it wasn't made clear what you win.
If you could choose, like, who did it, like, so you thought that you had the upper hand, who would be your choice? Like, if you could pick anybody to jerk you off that you are pretty confident you would not complete, who would be your choice?
Who are we deciding?
Of anybody.
Liam Neeson. That dude Liam couldn't Neeson? Get me to blow loads.
He has a particular set of skills, though.
Oh, that's true.
Mike, do you have someone?
Somebody that would make my dick soft?
Yes, well, at least somebody who you think that you wouldn't be able to complete as they're, you know, jerking you off.
Drunk.
Okay.
I don't think drunk could get me off.
Drunk, do you think Mike could get you off?
No.
Is that your pick?
No, come on.
Mine was going to be Stacey Keach.
Stacey Keach? If I had to pick anybody at all,
You make a lot of Stacey Keach references. I'll tell you what. That's one thing that'll definitely go away when Drunk leaves the show, is there will be considerably less Stacey Keach references.
And by considerably less, do you mean none at all?
I think that the cougar that takes Drunk's place is probably not going to mention Stacey Keach at all.
You can't promise that.
Vin Diesel.
Maybe that's how Stacey Keach got that lip. Maybe a cougar fucking scratched.
Anchor in the chat suggests Vin Diesel would be the guy that he would get.
Let me tell you mine. I want to tell you that if I could pick anybody, it would be Matt Chuck of Lotus Cast fame, who I'd like to wish a happy birthday to today.
Oh, happy birthday. What an excellent birthday to be born on.
Gross.
So, how about this? You got TV name suggestions for the show?
Are you doing birthday shout-outs on the fucking show now?
Yeah.
That whole thing was an elaborate ruse to be able to do a birthday shout-out.
Oh, I need to go take a shower. That was gross.
So, do you got name suggestions here?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
I bet Vin Diesel could unwrap my dick like a sausage casing. Just squeeze all the meat out of it.
Oh.
What about hosts? Who do you want to host this? Ryan Seacrest?
The jack-off karaoke show?
Carson Daly?
No, get the Sugar Ray guy.
Oh, McGrath? Mark McGrath or whatever?
Yeah, get Mark McGrath to be the host of jack-off karaoke.
What's the name? You got a name suggestion?
Jack-off
you
karaoke.
You know who I think would be better than Mark McGrath is the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Oh, Kevin Federline.
Yep.
What a better jerk.
Yep, that's 100% right.
Guys, coming up after us is Beardy and the Beast. We're joined by the hosts of said program, Matt and Melanie. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
You want to turn that off?
Is it violent pornography?
No, it's you guys in the background on the radio.
Oh, you're getting double penetrated by the WFOD program.
I guess the TuneIn app was a little bit behind.
Guys, what do we have coming up on Beardy and the Beast?
We have probably the best show ever because it features Travis Hulse from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Holy wow, shit. that's a hell of a get.
Not today. Travis is in a mood.
Travis, what's going on, man? What's with the mood?
No, I think I'm coming down. You know what I mean?
You got spiders like in your butt.
Happy Thursday. I got the Star Wars trailer, and then the Batman Superman trailer came out.
You know that's going to be dog shit, nice right? Weekend. You know in your heart.
I saw another trailer for Jurassic World, and
that's also going to be shit.
You know what? It made me a little bit more excited. It looks kind of fun.
No, all of these are going to be horrible.
Napier, you got to be optimistic about these things.
How can I?
Open your mind. I just went and saw Furious 7 yesterday and was so happy with the outcome.
I really enjoyed Furious 7. The only thing that I can complain about Furious 7 is that there just wasn't enough Rock in it. I don't know why. They should just get rid of everybody and just make Furious 7 movies with The Rock.
But I'll tell you, when he was on screen, it was some of the most memorable, ridiculous bullshit that was in the whole movie. He bookended that fucking movie with ridiculous shit.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to really, really believe what I'm saying.
Really, 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 really,
I really, 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 really want you to believe me. I fucking love The Rock.
Why?
I love everything he does. I think The Rock is great.
I love his attitude.
I will say this, that show he's going to be on HBO looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, he's right.
I love the fact that he was a huge dude, and then he got super skinny because he was in shitty movies, and then was like, oh, fuck. Now I'm gonna get all super huge again, but like he's the biggest fucking dude I've ever seen in my life. And now he makes any movie that his agents bring to him. That guy makes like four movies a year and they all suck, and he's optimistic about each and every one of them.
He's the new Nicolas Cage.
Except awesome.
I love Nicolas Cage too.
Yeah? How do you feel about Stacey Keach?
What was the name of that Stacey Keach sitcom on Fox?
where he's the Titus.
Titus, yeah. That was some great
Titus. I love Titus.
Titus was great.
Each action there.
So does Stacy Keach have a good set of bosoms, or I can't place her.
He's just got Stacy Keach is a man.
Maybe. And he's got a sweet lip broom.
Oh, I don't know who this person is.
What was he in?
Magnum P.I.
Yes. No.
Oh, was he the fat dude with the mustache?
Yes. Yeah, the hair lip.
Yeah, I still can't picture him.
He was Will Smith's boss in Men in Black.
Too. No, that would be Rip Torn.
Yeah.
Rip Taylor.
No, Rip Taylor is the homosexual guy that throws all the
people. Hi, guys!
Yeah, Rip Torn is the other one. He's the one that got drunk and tried to rob a bank or something. Guys, Drunk, do you have like a final thought or something that you want to get off your chest? I mean, is there something that you would like to discuss, to get out there and let it be known?
Hey, get high every day.
Oh, gross.
Travis, do you have like a final thought, something that you would like to get off your chest? Do you want to talk about one of the movie trailers or something? I mean, anything that you want the world to know.
I guess the one thing that I was going to say is that I had zero interest in seeing the movie that caused Suge Knight to run over a dude with his giant pickup truck about. But after seeing the trailer for that in front of Furious 7, I really, 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 really want to see Straight Outta Compton.
I really want to see it too.
Happy birthday, Matt Chuck.
I will definitely watch Straight Outta Compton when it's available on torrents. What's the one with Mila Kunis that the Matrix guys did?
Jupiter Ascending.
Jupiter Ascending came up on torrents today. So, and I watched Mordecai, because Mordecai came up on torrents the other day.
I heard that was a fat turn.
And you know what? Maybe it was because I had so much. Hate that I had heard about it, that I wasn't expecting much. It was kind of funny. It wasn't as bad as people said it was. It wasn't good.
Did it have a guy destroying a Predator drone with an ambulance?
No, it didn't, Travis.
Okay. All right.
No, it wasn't a great movie, but I would say if it's on HBO or something and you want to kill an hour and 40 minutes, there's worse ways to do it.
Do that with They Came Together as well, the Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler motion picture made by the same guy who did Wet Hot American Summer.
Napier, is there something on your mind that you would like to get out there?
Pussy.
What's that movie, Tomorrow World or something?
Yeah.
That's going to be dog shit, too.
You're just so negative. Is there anything that you're looking forward to?
I can't look forward to movies anymore because they've all lied to me. They're all horrible.
I mean, like, you could probably just go crawl in the grave and it wouldn't make much of a difference because there's nothing...
I think Napier, like, just looks forward to sequels to movies that he loves, like Gaping Vaginas Part 4.
I like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, when are you going to have Napier on your Game of Thrones podcast as a special guest?
Yeah, I know that, dude. That probably needs to happen because Dan's going to be gone for a few weeks. I know Travis is going to fill in for us on that. We should get Napes too.
What? Oh yeah, that's.
Oh,
Travis got drunk and forgot that he agreed to be on yet another podcast.
Unless Jim was completely
Travis lying. Got a tweet today at 5 o'clock that said he was going to be on Beardy and the Beast tonight. He was like, "Oh yeah, that's right. I agreed to do this, didn't I?"
No, that was yesterday at about 7 o'clock.
Napier, you got to be on. I'm inviting you to be on Matt Leroy's Game of Thrones podcast.
That's called the Mother of Dragons, right? That show?
Mother of Dragons podcast. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher.
You motherfuckers.
Like, can I do a choke jack thing on the podcast?
I always do.
That's the only weird sex thing that hasn't happened on Game of Thrones yet.
Somebody dies while choke jacking.
Game of Thrones, Thrones, Game of Thrones.
Dun dun dun. That's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 Central on RadioFooBar.com. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter, @WFODix. Follow Drunk, @DrunkardSTL, or Travis, @ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
You kids see a lot of hookers?
No, this is our first one.
Why do you have a picture of Grace Kelly?
Because I'd like to be like her. Marry a prince and never get old.
When you take your clothes off for money, do you get cold?
Depends on the room.
I have this dream that I'm naked at school, and I have to get home without anyone seeing me.
I have that dream, too.
Last time I had that dream, there was an alligator chasing me. You ever get that one?
No.
Do you ever watch cartoons?
Yes.
Are you married?
Boy, you ask a lot of questions.
The meter's ticking. She's on the bed. She's on the bed.
Now, how do you want to do this? Standing up or on the bed?
I'll stand.
I meant me, not you.
On the bed. On the bed. On the bed.
Bed. You want the lights on or off?
Is she naked yet?
Don't start until I can see. You turn off the lights, we can't see.
All set? What's the matter?
I can't do it. I want to be a gentleman.
Doesn't a gentleman bring enough for everybody?
This is the greatest moment of my life.
Okay, that's it. Time's up.
It's getting better. We want to kill you, Mom.
More 3-year-olds. I'm hungry.
Jim Beam, jumped up slave.
Shit after shit taken on her.
You know, if she would expose her breasts.
Stay away from him.
Good for you. Should we sing it? Or they know.
It's going south of the wall, Jim.
Nailed it!
My father was a better lover than you, Sam.
Listen every Monday to a new Seven Hells, a Game of Thrones podcast after the airing of a new original episode of A Game of Thrones television series on HBO, available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Stay on it, Titus. You better stay on it.
Titus, what you see is what you get.
Well, Titus saw his life flash before his eyes. We'll be right back.
Titus and Words?
T-I-T-U-S.
Titus the Noncast, Tuesday nights, only on Radio FUBAR.
Napier's condescension and inappropriateness.
La Napier Chic.
La Napier Chic.
I was out at the bar.
La Napier
Chic. My hands completely crusted over in Cheetos Red Hot Dust.
La Napier Chic.
I went to find the barkeep to get more chicken wings and delicious Pilsner Ale. A lady walked up to me. What is that fabulous scent? Said, that's Napier.
La Napier Chic.
I'm covered in chicken wings and Cheetos dust, and all she can smell is my musk dripping off of my tits. She can literally smell the salt dripping off of my chest.
Is it glistening?
It is glistening like butter.
La Napier Chic. La Napier Chic.
Cheetos dust. Bacon fat covered in smegma.
I was thinking that the Napier scent might smell something like the back of a RAV4 and duct tape.
La Napier. La Napier.
Condescension and inappropriateness.